This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Through education, motivation, and implementation, we will bridge the gap between knowing and doing so we can master fat loss naturally and help you reach your highest potential. Let's get started.
Hello, everybody. I'm tempted to say good morning because it is very early in the morning as I am recording this, but who knows what time it is when you are listening. So I'm thrilled that you are here. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton, and this is going to be a mini-sode. Sometimes I disrupt the normal episode schedule that I planned on airing, and I do that based on feedback and emails I'm getting, when I think that there's something I need to kind of break in with that would be timely and helpful to you guys. Because as I say over and over again, I really do see this as your podcast. And whatever it is that you need is what I very seriously want to figure out how to deliver to you. So with that said, I want today's mini-sode to kind of be a little bit of a mental challenge for you guys. And before I tell you about the challenge, I want to help you understand what prompted it. There is absolutely no question a lot in our lives and in our weight loss journey or our journey to improve our health and our choices. There's a lot that's not in our control, right? We can't control what our spouses do or don't do, what they eat or don't eat, what they bring into the house or not. We can't control what has happened in the past, right? We can control how we feel about it, but we can't control what happened. There are things that we perceive as failure, things that have contributed to self-doubt. And while we can't change the facts, we can certainly change how we feel about them, but this is where so many people get stuck. They focus on the things that are outside of their control. The awful picture that they just saw of themselves. Well, the picture exists. You saw it. You created what you saw, right? Like, it didn't just spontaneously happen. Or the pants, they don't fit. They don't fit. That's the fact, right? You can't go backwards. That binge from last night, right? Or when you overdid it with the wine over the weekend, that goal that you set that you didn't reach. I'm not criticizing the fact that you focus on those things. What I want to do, though, is help you change the focus from things like, I didn't, I can't, it's hard, I don't know how, I can't make myself, or somebody else did X, Y, Z, or something else happened. I want you to shift to what you can do, what you can do. And there's something called the internal locus of control. Locus just means place, right? So the internal place of control versus the external place of control. And basically, the internal locus of control refers to our ability to tap into a perspective that allows us to focus on the control we do have, what we can do. And people, generally speaking, and it's worth giving some thought to which camp you fall into here, people, generally speaking, either have an internal locus of control or an external locus of control. And people with a high internal place of control really believe in their own ability to control themselves and to influence what happens around them. They generally see whatever happens next as highly influenceable, is that a word, influenceable, by them. Whereas people with an external locus of control, they're a little bit more, I mean, quite frankly, like negative or fatalistic. They see things as happening to them and they don't have a huge ability to influence it. They tend to be more passive. Like, things just happen to me. Ho-hum, it's everybody else or everything else, and I'm just here reacting, right? So one is very passive, the external locus of control, and one is very active, the internal locus of control. Yeah, things happen, but I still have a high degree of control over what I choose and what happens to me. When we have an external locus of control, even outside of weight loss, it's things like, my boss is a jerk, right? And that's why I don't like my job. or I don't have enough time to get this project done. My husband upset me by XYZ, whatever he did wrong. Or my kids bring home so much candy, that's why I have a hard time making good food choices. When we have this external locus of control, focusing on something that happened to us or something somebody else did, we tend, of course, to feel pretty powerless because we can't control other people, right? So we feel powerless, we often feel stuck or angry, disappointed, frustrated, generally just kind of negative. And what I want to challenge you to do, whether you naturally operate with an internal locus of control or not, I want you in all situations to challenge yourself and ask, what is in my control? What can I do? What is in my control? What can I do? I want that to be sort of like a tape that runs in your head, right? I mean, if you're sitting in traffic, okay, you cannot make the cars in front of you go. What can you do? Well, you can use the time to listen to a podcast or read a book. You can use the time to appreciate the fact that you're safe. What is in my control? My attitude, right? What can I do? Practice breathing. Take a few deep breaths. I can't tell you, it's really fun for me, how many times in my fat loss fast track group, people find this internal locus of control. And it's so fun. In fact, I just before I started recording this, I was listening to a voice note that one of my clients had sent me. And this is one of the folks in my veteran fat loss fast track group, which means they've been through one or two of these 90-day things before. And the challenge this week was basically to push the boundaries of their comfort zone, to think about something they're resistant to giving up, like, don't talk to me about my wine or don't talk to me about my dark chocolate, and to go 7 days without it, right? So I get this voice note. It was awesome. Thank God I listened to it all the way through or I would have jumped to the wrong conclusion. But she said, when I read the email, when I read the challenge, my first thought was the thing I'm most resistant to giving up is my piece or two of dark chocolate after dinner, something I do every night. I'm getting results. And I had such a strong resistance to giving it up. And she said, and this week is actually the worst week ever to give up chocolate because it's my daughter's birthday, it's my friend's birthday, and I have to make my world famous chocolate fudge, which is something that I totally love. So when I read this, I was like, well, yeah, maybe, but not this week. No way. And I'm jotting down some notes as I'm listening to her voice note to help her redirect. And then boom, she redirected on her own. And see, the external locus of control is it's my daughter's birthday. And my friend asked me to make this fudge. And then she said, I realized that this is actually the best week. Because if I can prove to myself that I can let go of chocolate during a bunch of birthday parties and when my favorite fudge is there, then I can do anything. And just because I can't have the fudge over the next 7 days doesn't mean I can't have the fudge. I'm going to take a couple pieces and I'm going to put it in the freezer and I'm going to enjoy it after I've proven to myself that I can exercise this control over the next 7 days. So that is the shift. That is the shift between the external locus of control. Oh, no, I can't because of all these things happening around me, to what can I do? What is in my control, right? It's just the other day, a client in the group was sharing that she was stressed out, understandably, because two of her clients did not pay their bills on time and she really needed that money. And she said, so two of my clients stiffed me, so I ended up staying up too late and overeating and drinking too much. That is the external locus of control. Somebody did something to me, right? And that made me make this other choice. But she quickly followed that up. It's so fun for me to see people make these shifts on their own. She very quickly said, I stayed up too late and ate and drank too much because I chose to, period. The clients not paying their bills certainly didn't make me feel great, but it didn't force me to choose or even decrease my ability to control my choices. I made the choice influenced by emotion, but still my emotional response was also a choice. In every situation, there is something you can control. The other day I got an email who was feeling very out of control with social situations with her friends, right? She likes to enjoy herself, and she doesn't want her friends to pressure her to, like, just relax, chill out, have a good time, drink a little bit, right? But she also feels like when she has a couple of drinks, it turns into a huge binge, right? She doesn't want to stop going out. She doesn't want to stop being social. She doesn't even want to stop drinking, but she doesn't want to binge. She is in control in that situation. Sure, she cannot control what her friends say or what they do, right? How much they drink, what they eat, what they order. So she ended her email with, "I don't want to stop drinking. I don't want to avoid my friends, but I don't want to binge." So the redirect is, what can you do? Right? What is in your control? What is one thing in your control that you can focus on in these situations? So much is in our control. And many of us will take the approach of, I can't have alcohol. I can't have XYZ. I can't drink and reach my goals. I can't binge and reach my goals. Instead of, everybody kind of tune into this because this is really the crux of changing your thinking. Instead of, I can't have this or I can't do that or I can't control them, what can I do? Approach it from a position of power. You know what? Here's what I can do. I can have one drink and really savor it. I can have dessert and choose to be done after that and just practice being done after my dessert. We can approach situations either focusing on other people or focusing on what we can't do, but then we automatically feel limited and restricted. Instead of saying, this week is totally crazy. I'm traveling. I'll be in meetings all day. They're bringing food. I don't know what I'll eat. Okay, what can you control? Well, I can bring a snack that I'll feel good about eating. And I can choose one indulgence every single day. I'm not going to focus on being so restrictive and, oh my gosh, what if there's cake? How am I going to resist the cake sitting in front of it all day long? Allow yourself one indulgence. Set a standard that claims your control instead of making you feel out of control, right? This happens a lot of times with tricky times of the day, like that space after work but before dinner, or after dinner but before bed. And we think things like, I can't eat, I need to stop eating, I can't snack after dinner, I don't need it. What can you do? Set a standard that is what you can do, that is within your control. Claim your control. Focus on the place of your control. After dinner, I can take a shower and I can start working on going to bed earlier. I can eliminate multitasking and really unwind, because many times this evening hour or evening hours, we stir ourselves up and we create more stress because we have this frenetic energy. We're texting while we're watching TV, while we browse Facebook and talk to our kids. And so we're overstimulated, and that creates this anxiety that fuels us to make choices we don't feel good about because we're all wound up. So what you can do is focus on slowing down. Instead of thinking, I can't have this, create a standard for yourself. This is what I can do. This is what I will practice. Maybe you're going to an event over the weekend and you're freaking out or worrying about what you'll do or not do, that you'll overdo it. Decide, I'm going to enjoy it within these parameters. Create your place of control. Instead of I can't or I'm worried, I'm going to enjoy it within these parameters, and then set them for yourself, right? I mean, if we think about parenting and raising kids, we want them to make a choice that puts them in control, right? That's more effective. Instead of, do you want a snack? Or what do you want for a snack? Do you want grapes or do you want cheese? We have to do the same thing with ourselves. Create the parameters that give us a feeling of control. I'm going to enjoy this food within these parameters. I'm going to enjoy this event within these parameters. Now I have control. Instead of, should I work out today? Do I want to go for a walk or do I want a jump rope, right? Create the parameters for yourself, because that significantly influences the feeling of power that you bring into that situation. Instead of fear and worry and dread, set the parameters that put you in control. We know this is a super effective approach with kids. Do you want to wear your pink socks or do you want to wear sandals, right? that puts them in the feeling of power, and we can use this same philosophy for ourselves. Yes, there is certainly a lot that happens beyond our control, but there is a ton within our control. So I want to challenge you in every situation to ask yourself the question, what can I control? What parameters can I set? Instead of like, oh gosh, it's the weekend and I always blow it, I'm going to mindfully enjoy 2 drinks over the course of the weekend, and I'm going to slow down and savor every single sip, or I'm going to choose 1 indulgence over the course of the weekend, focusing on what you can do, creating a sense of structure and power and potential for yourself to own the situation instead of fretting. All right, so that's what I want you to focus on for the next several days. And if you have questions or you have successes, I'd love to know how it's going for you. Because this shift, sure, we have to practice it, we have to get comfortable with it, but when it places you in a position of power, anything that we can do to eliminate that feeling of helplessness or powerlessness, we will feel much more in control. And when we feel more in control, we make better choices. So absolutely practice this. Before we go, I want to remind you that in the month of May, we are kicking off a challenge, 31 days of journaling, writing down what you eat and how it makes you feel every single day for 31 days. And to help you do that, because I believe it is so, so, so important, even if you don't change what you eat, that you write down what you eat and how it makes you feel, I have created a free 31-day food journal for you. You can get it by texting the word tracking, T-R-A-C-K-I-N-G, to the number 33444. Or if you are outside of the United States or don't feel like texting, you can just go to primalpotential.com and go to the show notes page for this episode, and there will be a link to get your free journal there. All right, so this mini-sode was really just to help you shift from what is outside your control to what can I do? What parameters can I set to bring into this situation a sense of power and capability? And I hope that you will practice this, because it doesn't mean anything in theory if you don't actually put it to work in your life. So what I ate yesterday, I'm kind of back on the Bulletproof coffee train. I had been off it for a little while. Feels good to be back. I had a couple of cups of Bulletproof coffee in the morning, and then mid-afternoon, I took a couple of hard-boiled eggs and mashed them with a can of salmon. It wasn't particularly delicious, but it did the job. And then dinner was bone broth with duck eggs. It was an egg kind of day yesterday, but it was amazingly delicious, and I'm so glad that I had it. But that is what I ate yesterday. Really hope you guys will put this practice into play in your lives, looking at what can I control, what parameters can I set, what is within my sphere of influence, because so much is. I'll talk to you guys soon. Have a great day. Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Primal Potential Podcast, where my goal is not to inform you, but to transform you. And if you would like to receive free motivation and strategy and recipes, workouts, meal ideas every week right to your inbox, just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. It's a great way to get the tools, the strategies, and the practical implementation assistance that you need to create your own transformation between podcast episodes. Just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. See you there.